Welcome back to Remarkable Radio, the show where you'll meet noteworthy people, places, and things from around the country and in your town. Once again, here's Mark Imperial.
I'm Mark Imperial, and this is Remarkable Radio. Can I ask you a question? Have you been to a pharmacy lately to get a prescription filled? If it's one of the chain stores, you could easily be told that it'll take 45 minutes to over an hour to get your prescription filled. My guest today is pharmacist Frank Lombardo from Cook's Pharmacy in Shaverton, Pennsylvania. Cook's Pharmacy has won several awards and is known for filling most prescriptions in 5 minutes or less. Frank has also just written a report called The Truth About Filling Prescriptions that Rite Aid and CVS doesn't want you to know. Frank, welcome to Remarkable Radio.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
So how can you possibly fill most prescriptions in 5 minutes when big stores that you'd think have it all figured out can take almost an hour?
Well, our focus is on customer service. We've developed systems and put personnel in place that allow us to be very efficient in our operation. And again, we start with the customer, their time, we respect it, and we work towards that goal each and every day. The large chains, they're not flexible, they don't focus on the customer, do not respect their time, in my opinion, and that's why the wait times are 45 minutes to an hour to fill a prescription that we could do in just minutes.
Sounds like they don't really focus on the systems. They don't think it's that important. So most people believe that the national chain stores are less expensive than independent pharmacies. What's the truth in there?
Well, that's absolutely not true. Most people today have an insurance card, and they pay a copay for their prescriptions. That's going to be the same no matter where you go. So you really should pick your pharmacy based on service, not on price. That's going to be the same. At our store, we for cash customers, we do offer an in-store discount plan, which is very competitive.
Gotcha. So other than convenience, what are some of the other benefits of such an efficient operation?
Well, that increases the time that we could spend with our customers, answering their questions, giving advice. This is what people really want. Today, they're not getting a lot of face-to-face interaction with their healthcare professionals. In our store, we can do this because we run a very efficient operation, and it really does improve the overall customer experience.
You know, there's a lot of irony in that because people, you know, you have to go back to customer experience. People forget all about that, and people use that as a buzz term today, but you guys are really practicing it where other people are just talking about it.
True. We really do focus on that.
So your store's won 8 awards for best pharmacy and best customer service over the years. What does that mean to you?
Well, I'm very proud of that, and I give the credit to my staff who works very hard, understands customer service and how to take care of people. They deliver. My job is to bring ideas and enthusiasm, but our team does a great job, and I have to thank our customers. They're the ones that have voted for us to win these awards.
You know, I want to dig deeper into that a little bit. Tell me about some of these awards. What's your favorite award that you've ever received, and tell me how you came about earning it?
Okay, well, it's the local newspaper does every year the Best of the Back Mountain, and we've won Best Customer Service and Best Pharmacy a few times. I'm most proud of Best Customer Service because every business competes for that award. You know, not everybody competes for the best burger place or the best auto repair. Everybody competes for best customer service, and we've won it 4 times, and I'm extremely proud of that.
Are you in a big town, small town there?
You know, it's an average area here in northeastern Pennsylvania, a decent size community.
So how do they get the people to vote for that type of an award? Is it through a newspaper, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's done through a newspaper. Most of it's done online, you know, today. But they've been running it, I think, about 5 or 6 years at least, maybe longer.
Tell me a little bit more about your pharmacy and the type of folks that you serve and how close you are with your customers.
Well, we've got many loyal customers for many years. We have everything from the seniors who are on many medications to the young families and children and just about every demographic you can imagine we take care of here in our pharmacy.
And how long did you say you've been there?
We have been at this location going on 28 years.
Now, if you had some advice to give to a local brick-and-mortar business, we've got about a minute, so I want to take this advantage and ask you, what advice would you give a business that has such longevity and success as yours?
Well, you have to assemble the right staff. That is absolutely the number one priority. And then you have to take care of your customers each and every day. Go above and beyond, treat them, you know, like you would treat your own family, and keep them coming back. And we do that. And it's tricky in healthcare today because some people are forced to mail away for their prescriptions and forced to go to stores they don't want to go to. So it's more important than ever to really focus on that customer coming in the door.
Do you find that people get seduced by all this like technology and let's get on the internet and all that and forget about old-fashioned customer service?
You know, yes and no. I think people, there's a trend now that there's so much technology out there that people are really coming back to the face-to-face interaction and the person they could talk to and like going into a store. So I think that trend has leveled out.
Hey, Frank, give out your website and your phone number.
Sure. You can contact us at truthaboutrxs.com. And the phone number here at the store is 570-675-1191.
Frank, thanks so much, and I wish you continued success.
Thanks, Mark.
It's Mark Imperial. We'll be right back after this.
AM 560, The Answer.